Despite a well-known shortage of lawyers in rural communities, there's an affordable middle ground between driving a long way and having no legal representation. Iowa Public Radio's Amy Mayer explores how unbundled legal services could be particularly useful in rural places.
In her high-ceilinged office in an old bank building, attorney Amy Skorgerson unties a piece of blue yarn to loosen a bundle of popsicle sticks. She reads the words stamped on some of them.
Negotiation, court representation, researching law, drafting documents.
Each stick represents a service Skorgerson and her business partner, Andrea McGinn, offer at the Law Shop in Van Meter. Clients choose and pay for only what they need.
We noticed that there was a trend happening nationally toward people utilizing services that were what you might call non-traditional.
A la carte, flat fee, or unbundled, whatever the name, the idea is that the client doesn't have to hire a lawyer for a whole package. There's skepticism about it. Some lawyers fear clients won't get everything they deserve. But Skorgerson says there's a huge need. 60 to 80% of people in the U.S. don't hire an attorney for things like divorces. McGinn says people want to save money or can't take the time to travel to a law office or believe they can do it themselves.
By giving those people the option of having an attorney for just part of their case, it's going to make, such better outcomes for their families and their kids moving forward.
Courts are often overwhelmed by all of these do-it-yourselfers. And McGinn says for many people, a couple $100 will get them over the finish line. When Jennifer Genovese was getting divorced, she didn't want an expensive, drawn-out legal battle.
My husband and I at the time were getting along, so we wanted a fairly smooth, quick divorce.
Several lawyers quoted about $5,000, including mediation, court appearances, and other things she didn't need.
I even printed the paperwork online to do it ourselves, and it was just, it was way too confusing.
A local banker recommended she call Skorgerson. Genovese and her now ex met with her a couple of times.
She's the one that filled out that paperwork for us, which made our life so much easier, and she did all the legwork.
And that was it. The cost was a quarter to a third of those early estimates, Genovese says, and her divorce was final in 5 weeks. Genovese didn't have to travel far, but many people in the Midwest and Plains states live hours away from a lawyer. Longtime attorneys still practicing in small towns may be looking to retire, potentially making the situation worse, says Jennifer Zwagerman at Drake University Law School in Des Moines.
As we're seeing fewer and fewer attorneys locate in rural communities, that access to justice issue is becoming more evident.
Zwagerman's job includes career development, and she's launching a program to help connect rural communities with students and recent graduates. She says offering unbundled services might help someone get a practice started, but it poses particular challenges for inexperienced lawyers.
One of the hardest things for a young or newer attorney starting out with that type of flat fee or unbundled is figuring out exactly how long it takes to do certain things.
Other hurdles await any lawyer willing to go to a rural area, from housing to childcare to jobs for spouses. And some skeptics question whether a la carte services are a profitable way to run a law practice.
So this is how we're growing. And this is my office.
In this semi-rural county in central Iowa, Skorgerson and McGinn's approach of meeting rural clients where they're at is working.
We became lawyers to help people. And if this allows us to help more people, then that's why we're going to do it.
Attorney office, and then office manager, another attorney office, and a conference room.
In Van Meter, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.